When are you going to get a heart?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Dan Dibley, Mark Grandy will be coming to you from Vegas today. Willard's here. Grandy, where's Grandy? He's in Vegas.
Yeah, LV.
Yeah,
I saw. Probably at the blackjack table. They're adding Uno to the tables in Vegas.
What?
Uno.
What about it?
They're adding it to...
No, there. That's a game.
They're adding it to the tables in Vegas. It broke last night. Just, I don't got all the rules. I'm just telling you what's going on. They added Uno.
Anyway. Yeah, we're only 2 weeks into free agency. We should be getting Jonathan Kuminga updates.
That's like a month. We're only 2 weeks in. I told you he was coming back.
Brett Siegel, Clutch Points, is reporting that what it's looking like now is the Warriors are going to try to reach an agreement with Kuminga with the understanding that they'll try to trade him in February.
Okay, so I saw that, Steiny, and I want him back. But the bottom line is, what if he's balling out of control? It doesn't necessarily mean he's getting traded if he's playing the best ball of his career and just helping the Warriors win. So when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, still a chance they bring him back and he plays a whole season. But man, this is dragging out.
You see Jimmy Butler up in Tahoe?
Yeah, I did.
Saying hi to Steph Curry.
Yeah, him and Bazemore.
Oh, Bazemore was there?
Yeah. Now, why would you? That's family. He got Steph the shoe deal with Under Armour. What didn't you like about it? Because there's something.
Nah, Bazemore's cool.
Yeah. No, what about the Jimmy part? I liked it. It's like me coming to check you out, you know?
Let yeah, you know. Of course. Like you, so, yeah, it's like if let's say I'm...
Why did I bring it up, see, man? What
I'm doing something really cool that I'm really into, and you feel the need to come by and steal my thunder.
No, it That's was fine. Happening up there this weekend. That I know for a fact.
Yeah.
I know some people that went. Regulars. It was popping.
A couple other things with the Warriors. So right now, the Warriors... They have nine players under contract right now, nine. And they have about $25 million left under that apron.
Mm.
So if Kuminga does come back, they've got to fit him and a couple other guys under that number if they don't want to go above that. And there's a name that's popped up.
Bradley Beal. And buyout.
Ben Simmons. Beal's not. Beal's going to the Clippers.
You think so, Steiny? Hey, damn, man.
Hey, look.
Well, don't say why would he. The Warriors had some action.
Yeah, and here's the other one. And we're seeing it time and time and time again. You see that Cole Anthony was bought out.
Yeah, I did see that.
Hey, how about him?
I would love him.
Hey, he's going to the Bucks.
All right.
He's going to the Bucks.
The Cole Bay Anthony. For him. We got pods.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, you really think Bradley Beal's going? He ain't coming here.
I think he's going to the Clippers.
Man,
that's what I think.
Yeah, and the price is what's going to hurt if it's just for much of nothing.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. See what else? Kevon Looney did a podcast with Marcus Thompson. And let me play some of it because Kevon Looney was
still should be here, but
was
all
a legitimate
right.
Warrior. Well, wasn't meant to be. Hey, Kevon, talk to me.
Most was the last straw. That's where you like, I'm done. I'm out.
I guess when it's, I wouldn't say that. Quentin's my guy, but it was anybody but me. It seemed like at this point.
Who hurt the most? Which move hurt the most?
I don't know. They all seem the same. I don't put nobody there.
Really?
It was not one moment. It was not one moment. It was more of a like even this year, probably the playoffs. Like we blowing against Steven Adams. This is what I do. And I feel not really they're not giving me the chance to really let me do what I do. It's kind of like, all right, y'all don't trust me. I thought y'all trust me. Right? They put me in that at the end of game seven. Well, we had to wait to that point. That's what kind of go like, all right, y'all really don't think I'm that good no more? What's the problem?
But, I mean, but that's kind of how it's always been, right? When you in trouble, turn to Loon. That's your calling card. You ain't like that no more?
Nah, you're sick of that at some point. Like, all right. And the first, when you prove yourself the first 4 or 5 years, cool, but after 10 years of it, like, either trust me or you don't.
Wow, man.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness. Chin, wow. I'm hugging him through the phone. And I'm with him. And you just brought up this, I don't know if you meant it, Steinie. Oh, he's been a good soldier, talking about Jennings and all that. That's all Kevon Looney's ever been. And I'll just say it with a little volume, is every time you needed him, he's come through. But he sat there and told you, like, and not dissing his teammates, but like, man, you're going to wait to game 7 to throw me? Like, what do I got to do to get through him? When did rebounding die? Let me help you guys out. I got the answer to that question. It never has. But I just hate he left here. But now we know why. He felt like, you know, unwanted, man. Taken for granted. Unless I need a Q-tip and my ears heard wrong. But boy.
Hey.
Wow. For Loon Dog. Wow. It's rough. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. That was interesting. But?
Still haven't replaced. Well, Al Horford, right? Allegedly.
I mean, they have two young centers they want to get playing time to. Quentin Post and Trace Jackson Davis. But, man, I'll tell you what. Now I don't want to start anything, but Kevon Looney's not happy. Jeez.
Well, he was asked a question, Steinie.
Right.
He was on a podcast.
He doesn't like.
He was disappointed.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be called the security blanket and then not be trusted.
Yeah. I understand it, and I get it.
Let's listen to more of Kevon Looney. Jeez, what a malcontent.
Bro, does that make this time easy to just pull a Band-Aid off and dip and take the money?
Yeah, for sure. Cause especially not knowing, in the years past, you kind of could bank on your role. I kind of could bank on kind of know what's going to be like when I came back. This like the last few years, everything's been changing. Everything's been kind of up and down. So it's like, all right, well, they're telling me to wait. You know, my minutes are always up and down. It's like, all right, what's really going to happen? I don't know how they really view me, what they really going to offer. It can vary from with the Warriors. It can vary from, you know, the taxpayer mid-level to the minimum. So I'm like, I can't really, that's a big difference. I can't really wait on that. Kind of want to control my own destiny. So that kind of made it easier because I know how they like to negotiate, how they like to, you know, do business. So I knew it was going to be a low ball probably to start, and if I couldn't find nothing else to no money out there nowhere else, is going to be, you know, I was just have to take it. So I didn't want to do that again.
All right, Kevon Looney basically saying,
that,
you know, the Warriors at that point didn't know if they were going to have the full mid-level or the taxpayer mid-level, and the difference between those is about $5 million and $14 million. And he said clearly the Warriors aren't doing anything until they figure out the Kuminga thing, and that impacted Looney. Looney got an offer, and Looney went bye-bye.
Yeah, and I'll say this about that because, again, by all accounts, Horford or their center's on its way if that comes to fruition, but you know, I'll use a bad analogy, Sonny, but it's your first day back, so you're ready for it. It's like Casey Schmidt when he first came up and he was batting 400 and looked like the next. He had a hit record going, but you gotta compile an album. And Kevon Looney saw TJD get the opportunity to start games, and there were games he was effective, and you were thinking, okay, where's this thing going? And then that kind of subsided, volume, you know, went mute. Same thing with QP3. I love a stretch five, but he's nowhere near what Kevon Looney is in the paint as far as rebounding, altering shots, switching. So we all saw the pearly whites from Looney being the good soldier, but that soundbite, you know, him telling Marcus, he was second-guessing it, but he still put his best foot forward, Steinie, but he didn't like it. And I like to hear that. Give us the real.
I think it's funny that – you know, we always tend to think, like, did you hear what Looney said? I know how the Warriors negotiate. They're going to lowball me to start, and then it's going to take some time. And he just was like, I can't do this now. I'm going to take something firm. And he got it from the Pelicans.
But he did mention QP3 being, the, not personally, the last straw. Like, that was the signal from the organization. Like, he felt like he should have been in there, Stoney.
Well, maybe if he – I thought he was practicing threes before the season.
Yeah, I remember that convo.
Maybe yeah, I don't know. Come on, yeah, Ben Simmons. We're just talking to Ben Simmons.
Yeah, Beyonce should be here soon.
I don't get it.
What are they talking about? Him coming to a concert at Chase? Because it should be basketball heaven.
Well, they only have nine players under just, contract.
Why not, Stoney? Bring him in.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Just bring him in. That's where I'm at this point. But Bradley Beal, I really, if he were to take a hometown discount and the money wouldn't be, I would love to see him come off the bench, man. Like, I really would. I'm holding out hope. But if you say the Clippers and that would be their replacement for Norman Powell, it makes all, and that might even be an upgrade. But I'm just like, wow, if we could get something like that off of the bench, that excites me. But Ben Stoney, what's he going for these days, you think?
Minimum? Probably. I don't know that he's got a lot of leverage. I would take Ben Simmons for the minimum. Why not? Why not? Goo, what? Are you ready to say it?
The Looney thing has me feeling some type of way. Go ahead, Stoney, like,
mean,
for real.
You don't think the Warriors are a perfect organization anymore?
No, I told you.
Because they lowball Looney?
Yeah. No, I told you after, and I'll say it to anybody, I told you after they handled the Draymond Poole situation, that cut me. That culture cut me.
Yeah.
But you were about to say, am I ready to admit?
Warriors have botched the Kuminga situation.
No, not if he comes back. Not if he comes back.
You know what? I'll just take this side.
Okay.
They botched it.
Explain. Roxy Bernstein, please explain.
There's no good outcome anymore. They're not going to get value for him.
Oh, man.
He doesn't want to be here.
But you need his services.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be here. So that's a lose. Like, that's lose. If he comes back for 3 for $60, he doesn't want to be here. There's not a spot for him.
But he can't be mad at the Warriors if...
Sure he can. Sure he can. If they're not going to give him $25 million, he can be mad at the Warriors.
He should know they're not.
I mean, Kuminga has effectively been the reason why they haven't done anything. They wanted to get something done sooner rather than later, and they haven't been able to.
I'm hoping he's on the team, but then I guess I'm ignoring what I say matters, and that's culture, and you're right, his feelings if he wants to be there or not. But, man, Stoney.
Would you be disappointed if I said, and I usually don't say this, I hope he's not on the team.
No, I know where you're coming from.
I hope he's not on the team.
You're rooting for him when you say that, I feel like. Like, you want him to start over.
I just don't want him coming back, and here's Butler, and here's Green, and if somebody could explain to me how in the hell it'll be any different next year if Kuminga's on this team, you please tell me how. Oh, Draymond will go to the bench. Okay, for how long? I mean, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I don't like where Bay Area sports are at right now. We got this Kuminga thing. We got Devers. We don't know what to do. Sit him down. And then now you got dudes wanting to get paid in the red and gold out of nowhere. Like, make it make sense. Listen.
Well,
I'm all over.
This is standard operating procedure for the San Francisco 49ers.
But we thought the Ayuk one was over. That was the last one.
What?
And they weren't going to, this was not going to repeat itself.
With all due respect, I'm sure the Niners knew Juwan Jennings wanted more money. Why they have their finger on the pulse.
But why not handle it before it gets to this?
Because maybe they've already told him to pound sand.
Well, man.
That's it. As for Jonathan Kuminga, okay, you ready? You guys got schnookered, which is fine. It happens. We talked all season. Nobody had money. We knew that, but we dismissed it. We just didn't. We didn't want. Well, they can get creative. Yeah, okay. They'll use Kuminga in a deal for Giannis. Okay. But the reality of the situation is nobody had money. We all knew it. Dunleavy said, like to get something done sooner. Please tell me how. I don't know how. And they didn't. And now it's mid-July and they're sitting with a guy who doesn't want to be here.
But we still don't know what's his number. Exactly. That's what's crazy, Stani.
Yeah.
Could 18 or 17 get it done?
I think 14 might get it
done.
Man. Give him the full mid-level. I mean, if you want to trade Jonathan Kuminga, if you want to trade him at the deadline, see if you can get him for four years, $62 million. That's building off the mid-level exception. You'll be able to move that contract easy, probably in the during the trade deadline. But I just 408. You ready?
Give it to me.
From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Oh, boy. Nah, I'm not. Guru, stop with the Warriors need Kuminga. He would be a part if he plays smart, but it's not a necessity that he stays. That's from the 408. The 408.
All right. I'm telling you, and we don't know what's going on. You tell me if you heard anything with GP2. But if you run this thing back, bringing Horford in, and lose JK, GP2, and Looney, and think it's just, oh, it's nothing to see here. Okay.
Hey, Evan.
Be careful.
Evan, can I ask you a question? Because I feel like I'm going to make, this is going to be a bold statement, and I didn't want to throw it to Goo first. I'm not convinced. How do I want to put this? Hold on. Let me phrase it right. I'm not convinced the Warriors are a better team if Kuminga's on it. There we go. I said it. I'm not convinced they're better. I'm just not. He's a player. Score some points. But tangibly, I'm not convinced they're better.
Well, if he doesn't play, then yeah. Like, he was getting DNP'd, so it theoretically wouldn't make a difference. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, third week of the season. Back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's out.
Yep.
Horford's out. Melton might be out because he's coming off an ACL. Who are you playing?
Tui.
Oh, he finally had his first plus. He's a minus 81
Evan.
Through two games.
Yeah. You know, went into a little scuffle.
Hey, Evan, seriously.
That's his role right now. And his role is when the guy's got to miss games, he needs to be there to start.
And that's why
it's been a failure.
And that's why I think they're not better. Because if Kuminga comes back, he's not starting. And then somebody's going to rest. Kuminga will play more minutes, and he'll either be good or not. And if he's not, guess what? People are going to say, see, he's not that good. But he's going to go out sometimes and get 25.
Yeah.
And then people are going to say, see, he's the guy. And you know what? I just don't want to go through it for another year. And if somebody can prove to me that if he's back on the team, we won't go through it, then I'd be open to him coming back. But I look at the roster, and if Jonathan Kuminga comes back for the Warriors, it's the same thing all over again.
But that's not them being better. That's just you not wanting to go through it again.
Right, but I'm not convinced that...
Like, he did help you win a couple games last year that, by the way, you needed to win.
Mm.
Otherwise, you would have been in the 9-10 game.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that he makes this particular team right now a better team with just the situation they're all in right now.
Well, then trade him for Sharge and Carter. Two second-round picks.
That's what you sound like. Yeah, Evan, he said,
you're going to do that right now?
Get it over with.
Go ahead. Yeah, why not?
But are you better?
I don't know that you're worse. I don't know anything about Devin Carter.
Well, that's my...
And I don't know anything about Kuminga.
I mean, Carter's all right, but man. All right, Stani, be careful what you wish for. That's all I'm going to say. And I think he's coming back. They ain't just, I got to believe, man. He'll be in that Warrior uniform.
A couple texts, and this says it all on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 415, JK took advantage of every opportunity when somebody got hurt over his career. It didn't matter, because once they came back, JK went right back to playing less minutes. 510, Kuminga does not make the team better. Get what you can for him. I also don't want Bradley Beal.
Okay. All right. And I'll say this, to just my last thing on Kuminga. I know you two both disagree. I think had he not missed those 31 games with that foot injury, Jimmy Butler might not even be a Warrior. Like, I believe that. And that's just bad, bad luck for him. And that's predicated on him balling, Stoney.
Weren't they a 500 team with Kuminga? And weren't they 25-26 when they traded for Kuminga?
But he was out.
I mean, traded for
He was out.
Right, but he had only been out for like, what, 10 games?
But they had missed him. We talked about it. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. And that thing just kept prolonged. That just was, man. You sound like Melvin at the podium yesterday.
I get he got hurt, but nobody was happy with this team when Kuminga was playing like he was playing. They might have been happy with Kuminga, but I don't know where they're at.
And the best part of the, and I get it, the best part of the acquisition of Jimmy Butler is what it did for Steph, because we were sitting here, bilateral knee tendonitis, is he losing a step? And boy, that thing just, how that went away fast, quick, and in a hurry. When Jimmy Butler got here and put on that Warrior uniform, not only just his play, but what it did for Steph, man. Man.
From the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorneys text line, 415, but Steiny, it was always choppy minutes for Kuminga. Yeah, and I hear you. And it's going to be choppy minutes in the future. How can it not be? This from the 510. Guru, you still think the war?
Go ahead.
I didn't.
Why would you be sorry? Nobody took money from me.
Guru, you still think the Warriors are the basketball edition of heaven?
No, I don't know how many times I got to say it. You know, they got to get my trust back, man. That hurt. That whole fiasco hurt. And imagine if we had him. We won't even do that today.
What?
But imagine if we're sitting with Looney's new teammate, Jordan Poole. How you feel about this? Hey, Steph, take a couple nights off. We got it. Kuminga, we got it.
Kuminga.
Man, what is going? Seriously. I can't wait for it to be done. I think we all agree on that.
Don Dada, 1,200 on the YouTube chat. They would have been easy 15 games under 500, Steiny, the way the three stars were playing. I don't know about that, but, you know, nobody thought they were going anywhere when they traded for
Jimmy. You think LeBron's off the table?
No, not necessarily.
What is going on there?
In fact,
I'm serious.
We can talk about him on the other side, and I'll relay a little story that happened to me yesterday where I was very something happened and I was just like, oh my God. I didn't expect that.
I can't wait.
And I'll tell you what that is on the other side. Today's the first day, ladies and gentlemen, of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day this week, each show is going to give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. Listen, at 12:30, that's coming up in 20 minutes to learn how you can win. And if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it is time to flip the mental switch, time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka, N-U-E, New Vodka, American-made, award-winning, 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste you want in your go-to drink. You're getting real quality here with New, ladies and gentlemen. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt. No velvet rope needed. And hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Those are game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E. Not just my pick, it can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka in stores now or head to newvodka.com to find it near you.